So I sort of sat on the stool and I had the clicker in my hand and I was looking away and I was clicking. And then I started, you know, plucking up the courage to look at the screen. And then I saw in front of me the most authentic side of me.
And I see you walking down the stairs and you're super bubbly. And I was like, oh, this like feels already like a really good, like self-empowering experience.
We're just so inspired every day. And of course, yeah. I get inspired by you every single day as well.
And you, of course. I realized how much I'd lost in confidence and self-esteem. Yeah, and I think that's what rolled us into this, because I realized I don't want to feel like this anymore and I must work towards not. We didn't have a clue what was about to happen.
Welcome or welcome back to Little Lessons from Big Hearts. I am so excited for you to have this episode today, because it's about a topic, we're gonna go into a topic that is super important to me, which is self-worth, self-esteem, self-love. And this episode is also a great example of serendipity and how sometimes you just meet people and it's a little bit meant to be. So I am with Amy and Lily, who are two power women and founders of Candid, a self-portrait studio in West London. On a scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you today to be here?
A big 10.
You're a big 10?
Big 10, yeah.
I'm going to say a 9.5, because 0.5 of me is very nervous. but very, like a nerve-sighted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nerve-sighted. That's the word.
Nerve-sighted.
Yeah.
Okay. And so you're the founders of Candid.
Yes.
In one sentence, what is Candid?
Candid is a self-portrait studio where the photographer is you.
That is one
Should I
sentence.
Expand? Because when they ask for one sentence, we give them
no,
one sentence.
No, good. I expected a bit more.
Well, it's where you take control of your story. It empowers you to create and express and be who you truly are.
And I feel like we need to start by how we met, because we met through Candid.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And I'll tell my story and maybe your side is a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I actually got the Candid kind of slot as a present from my mom, because I'd seen you guys on Instagram and I'd mentioned it to my mom in passing. And then in January, she was like, I've forgotten to give you one of the Christmas presents that I wanted to buy for you. And it is like, I thought maybe you wanted to go to Candid to take your LinkedIn picture and a picture for this podcast.
That's amazing.
And I was like, yeah, okay, let me look at what slots are available the next day, because I'd just cut my hair. And then I find there's like one slot left. I take it and then I come into Blend, which is where we're recording from today. And I see you walking down the stairs and you're super bubbly. And I was like, oh, this like feels already like a really good, like self-empowering experience. I do my photo shoot and we just start talking. And I was like, I love that you have self-love like posters around and little post-its. And then you say, I don't know if you saw, but The Body Shop did this campaign on self-love and they did a song. And I was like, yes, I do. That was me. That was what I did.
And my jaw dropped to the floor.
Honestly, I can't get over it.
Because I was reciting her fact, Anais's fact.
You're probably like reciting it.
I was like, did you know that one out of two people feel more self-doubt than self-love? Yeah. And she was like, yeah, that's my campaign. And that's what I
wrote
there.
That must have been crazy.
It was crazy. And then, you know, that started us talking for like half an hour to 45 minutes. Luckily, I didn't have another client after
yeah.
you.
And I was like, wait, my brain, I'm getting so many ideas. Do you do this for businesses? Yeah. Like so many things kind of like clicked. Yeah. It's so funny.
I remember when you WhatsApped me and you told me this story and I was like, no way. This girl sounds incredible. Like, are we going to meet her again? And now look at us.
Podcast.
We always talk about the energy of how a day feels. It's normally,
yeah.
Actually, I think 100% of these day roundups have been glowing, positive. Oh my God, our clients like cannot rave about them more. And I particularly remember your energy. So I was not shocked at this connection that we now have and what we're now
Thank
building.
Thank you.
Is amazing. Yeah, you're just glowing and just full of positivity and. Yeah, I love that Candid drew you in.
Yeah. And that's what I like felt when I, and then we met afterwards
uh-huh.
at a coffee shop.
And I felt the exact same. I was like, wow, this girl's angel. I was like, I cannot wait for this podcast. It's so fun.
And I felt, yeah, we're just like on the same wavelength, and which is why I'm so excited for you to kind of share your story and be unfiltered and
yeah.
go like and have conversations from the heart, which is what this whole podcast is about.
Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier one in two people feel more self-doubt than self-love.
Yeah.
That's a research stat from Ipsos when they did their researches with their research with The Body Shop. Going deeper into it a little bit, like the younger generation is the one that feels more self-doubt. and struggles with her confidence. That's not surprising with like social media ingrained that is in the generation.
I know.
Yeah. And I saw something from Facetune, which is what they have 1 million downloads a day of edited pictures. Isn't that crazy? 1 million.
1 million. Wow.
1 million pictures like a day on average edited. So there's a huge correlation between image and self-image and how you see yourself and self-love. And candid is like the perfect in-between of that. So why is kind of self-love important to you and candid?
Oh my God, it's a massive, massive thing. I think as well, it helps a lot because growing up, we had a mum who was very confident. She always made sure that we loved ourselves and we'd look in the mirror every day and be like, wow, I like what I see. She taught us how to do that. But of course,
she really did.
Sometimes I even find during the landing, like looking in the mirror, like, I look hot. And I'm like, mum, I'm here right now. Like, I can see you. But I love it. I love it so much. And I think, of course, like going through growing up, you do go through the phases where no matter how much support and self-love is surrounding you, you do have your battle every day with, you know, certain different obstacles, like, am I good enough? And it can get very overwhelming. And I think for us, when Candid came around, it was at a time where it's not necessarily I didn't feel any self-love at all, but we were kind of struggling with some toxic relationships and just battles with that. And then self-doubt, I would say. So it was a hard one.
It was testing us for sure, life at that time.
It was
testing us for sure. And we realized how important reminding ourselves where our self-love scale was, you know? And I think it was this day where we discovered the South Korean concept of self-portrait studios. Mm. I realized how much I'd lost in confidence and self-esteem. I think that's what rolled us into this, because I realize I don't want to feel like this anymore and I must work towards not. And there are so many ways out there, you know, now that are so, you know, readily accessible for us, which are, you know, journaling, talking, therapy, loads of different free accessible things. And sort of Candid came along at that time. So we didn't have a clue what was about to happen. We just went in as a fun experience as sisters.
Oh, yeah. It was actually a really funny story with how it happened. So should I go on to that?
Yeah.
So I remember so clearly, it was October 2022 and me and Amy were going for a bit of a turbulent time. And I remember seeing this pop-up studio and it was self-portrait and I was obsessed with the concept because I was like, this is so cool. Mm. And growing up, I did a lot of self-portrait filming and I'd loved, you know, taking photos sometimes. And so I just saw it as a fun, wholesome activity to do with Ames. And I was like, this is so cute to do as sisters. And, you know, we don't have to post them anywhere. Mm-hmm. And I remember saying that to Ames because I think it was quite overwhelming at first, wasn't it?
It was overwhelming at first. Me in front of a camera right now? I don't know about that.
So I was really just reminding her, like, come on, you're amazing.
No one's
going
to see
you.
It.
We don't have to post anywhere.
Are we allowed to swear on this? By the way, because Lily then just went on to say it's going to show you you're the baddest bitch.
I actually said that. We have screenshots of the conversation. I was like, you're a bad bitch, like, come on, we have to do this. And it was just amazing. So obviously I drag Amy into the self-portrait studio pop-up.
Remember, I was wearing the baggiest clothes you could possibly put on.
That's
someone.
That's such a sign as well.
For me, especially, because I do like wearing things that show off the body and like celebrate the body and things like that. So when I was suddenly wearing baggy shirts all the time, baggy jeans, my hair was like kind of like over my face. I just remember going, what is happening? I didn't realize that was happening until I remember looking back at the pictures. And then Lily has the cowboy hat and she's playing around.
Can I quickly say something? So I bought this cowboy hat specifically for this photo shoot because I was like, let's have some fun with it.
Yeah.
And now it's a prop in our Candid prop box to have people
full circle.
The same experience. And then I see people's incredible photos with this cowboy hat and it's so iconic.
It's
and it just makes my heart warm.
When you guys do a museum one day, that cowboy hat is going to be like...
Yeah, absolutely. And now Beyonce's released Texas Hold'em. There's going to be loads of people.
Oh my God, that's so true.
Just thought of that. Marketing. Ting. But anyway, so Lily was like, come on, Ames, you know, and I sort of plucked up the confidence. I went, okay, but I'm not going to look at the camera. I don't want to look at myself. Yeah. So I sort of sat on the stool and I had the clicker in my hand and I was looking away and I was clicking. And then I started, you know, plucking up the courage to look at the screen. And then I saw in front of me the most authentic side of me. And it was I'm going to start crying. No, but anyway, I saw myself and I was like, wow, Jesus, like that's myself again.
Yeah.
Sorry, this is going to get genuinely emotional. So I saw myself and I went, like, there she is. Like, that's authentic. And, you know, we had a quote recently from some data that we gathered about what candid does to you. And someone said, this is not fluffy. This is not superficial. Candid is actually making a difference. And, like, that is a huge thing for us because we didn't want to be this, you know, selfie studio and something that everyone's editing and putting out there to make people feel worse about themselves. We wanted this to make people feel good and special and worthy.
Yeah.
And that was the biggest thing I took from it. So after that experience, I then started really enjoying it and we got some amazing pictures for us.
We had the best time ever. And we just had to warm up a little bit, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And then we went and sat for a beer and we discussed how it made us feel and empowerment kept coming up. Mm-hmm. I feel empowered. I feel ready to tackle what's going on in my life right now, which is very turbulent. So we took that away with us and then we were texting back and forth a little bit and it didn't roll straight away. But about 2 weeks later, I think I texted you going, Lils,
we're doing this. Yeah.
And then we sent an amazing creative designer called Saskia Robertson our ideas and our Pinterest board and went, hey, can you build a brand for us? And oh my God, the name. Shall I say that about the name?
How did we get candid?
In this 2 weeks, we were going, calling it Barrett.
I'm so embarrassed.
So we our surname's Barrett and a lot of our friends are like, oh, Bazza. Bazza sisters. So we were like, oh, Bazza Studios.
And then we went, ew, and then we said Baz Studios, which was not much better.
But that one was stronger, so we were kind of like, let's just stick with Baz for now.
Baz can be like Buzz. I mean, yeah, it could have worked.
It could have worked. It was sharp, it was snappy.
Exactly.
It was,
with 2 weeks of like just having loads of notes with Baz Studios on just because until something came along and then we had to really figure it out because obviously Saskia was about to design everything. So then in my head I'm like talking, I'm feeling empowerment and quotes and seeing what makes me feel good, and then I remembered the saying she can, she did. And I was like, where's that from? I don't even know what marketing place that's from, but it's in my head and it's powerful. And then I was thinking they can, they did. And then I was like, can and did, and I kept saying it over in my head, and I was like, can, did, candid.
Yeah.
Candid. And then candid being, you know, I'll take a candid of me, and like you're not looking anywhere, and you're just like, and then we said, candid. And then I looked it up, and then I was like, let's go, let's roll with this now, let's do it.
And it is also quite ironic because candid isn't very candid because, you know, you've got the cowboy hat, you've got the fluffy jacket,
and you're posing. Loved about it.
But we love that. But then there is also the candid side where it's very raw and it's in the moment. And, you know, when people come in and take photos and create memories, like that is what's candid about it.
And I know this sounds really dramatic, but when we were first starting it, I said to Lily, I want to change the definition of what candid means in the dictionary.
Nope. I mean, that's so on the Pinterest candid. Board. Why not?
Like, you know what I mean? As in, like, we have friends now replying to us on WhatsApp with something that we've done that day or they've done that day and go, I felt so candid.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's just replacing iconic and self-development and self-love. It's just one word that gets it all.
And when I did the photo shoot, I did feel like very like surrounded by like enveloped in something really like good and positive. And you had the really good playlist in the background.
Oh, Disco Margaritas.
Disco Margaritas. You can put your own like confidence songs on. Like it feels very empowering.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's people like you who believe in it, who then run it and make every like detail fit.
Yeah,
that
the day-to-day life of candid is us. Like we love it so much. We can, you know, we are battling with burnout a lot, you know, as two new co-founders in the middle of you're preparing for a raise right now.
Yeah.
We're learning new things every day. So our brain is overworked and we're trying to rest as much as possible. And we're trying to give each other space from candid as much as possible so we can continue living our lives. But when there's a day when we're particularly tired and we come into candid, we always say to each other, just wait for the feeling afterwards, because
love that. Yeah.
We'll walk in, we'll meet 4 or 5 incredible clients that day, all with very different reasons why they're there.
Mm.
And then we'll come out just with a height to us because we realize what we're doing for people.
The community is the best thing about it.
The community is why we are here.
Yeah, and I don't think they realize how special they are, like, in our day. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel...
The candid crew.
It doesn't feel like we're just providing a service and you're a customer. It doesn't feel like that at all. It's like we're meeting the most incredible people that are feeling creative, that want to come in, get whatever they need to get, but, like, they just have such a beautiful energy to them. And they're excited. So we're excited and we're happy that we're, doing this.
You mentioned being a founder and being a little bit in burnout. How was that journey? Like, how... If we go back a little bit, like, how did you start? You found the name.
So I found the name, sent off to designer, waited a little bit, dreaming, making Pinterest boards, talking about it. And then I went traveling. So I finished an acting job. So me and Lily are also actresses. Finished an acting job and I went off to South Korea to meet my friend Emma. And Emma was like, you're going to love it because there's so many self-portrait studios here, which I knew of. So I was like, great, research, let's go. So I went and I every third shop was a self-portrait studio and everyone was enjoying it. They were full. They were, people were rolling out of them laughing. And there's not much crime. So they were unmanned and they were just rolling and it was so easy for them to set up.
Cool.
Here is a different story, obviously, so you've got to be safe.
We lock our cameras and our Macs and everything away and we'll just be there like,
we're like
in
cult.
Bed at night. Like, yeah. Did I lock it away?
I always text Alina at the end of the day being like locked. Done like all of this just because, you know.
So
then what happened, I went to South Korea, then I went traveling and it's the most present I've ever been, which is actually the only reason why I think I had space in my brain for this, because I think without being that present and learning how present I can actually be, I wouldn't have ever had space to grow something like this with Lils. I don't think I would. So then got back, was like, oh my God, I have no purpose. My 2-year job had just finished. I was about to move in with some housemates and I was like, So then I was like, Lily, let's go. Lily viewed some places to rent before I came back, right? Uh-huh. And what
happened? But then I feel like when you fully came back, that was when we were like, okay, go time.
And then we visited some. So expensive.
So expensive.
And so far away. And we were like, what's going on? We can't do this. And then scrolling through Gumtree was like, why not? Let's be rogue with this. Go through Gumtree. And I put Notting Hill just because this is one of our dream areas because our nan and granddad grew up here. We have a lot of connection here. So we were like, let's find somewhere. So anyway, this blend coffee shop showed up and they had a little studio on the top and it was a sports masseuse studio at the time. And it had two walls that were up and we moved in. Well, I showed Lily, and Lily's a photographer, the filmmaker, the creative. So she was looking at it going, oh my God, there's no way that the camera and the client are going to be able to fit.
With the windows.
There was also two walls as well that were there that had to get knocked down.
There was something about the space, right?
There was an energy it was giving that all the others didn't.
I was going to say, did you feel like that's it?
Me from the get-go, because the people down here, so the whole team, Aziz, Janelli, Shima, her mum, they're all so part of this and they were also smiley and welcoming and happy. Yeah. We wanted to be in a vibe. We didn't want to just be alone. We wanted to be with other people and have an atmosphere. So then we moved in, showed Dad, and Dad now tells us that he was so worried.
Yeah.
When he saw the place.
Because he could see how excited. Yeah.
He hid it because he knew that we were like, no, Dad, trust me. Because he didn't know this concept like we did.
No.
He was like, okay, if you think it's gonna work, then I'll just knock these, who's like tapping on the walls.
You know when dads go into new places and they're just like...
He's like, these can come down. So then we asked Shima, our landlord, who's amazing. And she was like, yeah, it actually used to be open. They put the walls up for privacy for the sports masseuse.
And also what you're not saying is your dad is a builder.
Our dad's a builder.
So he was if it works or it doesn't work.
Exactly.
And he was worried.
He was a little bit worried. Exactly. But we were just so excited that I could tell, like now we know, he was just like, you got to do what you got to do. And I'm actually really happy about that because I think if we felt like our parents or dad just put too much control on it, we'd be a bit like, leave us alone.
What are you doing?
Like, we know what we're doing. But they were so supportive throughout the whole thing. They still are. So
the reason why our dad is such a big part of this is because he's a business owner and has been all of his life. And he started from scratch when he was younger, his own company. Mm-hmm. And we've learned everything from him. Mm-hmm. Like, honestly, everything. So that's why he's so close to us and all of our decisions.
What's, like, the one thing that sticks with you from your dad? Like, okay, business. Is there, like, something he said? Something he's done, like...
Oh, my God. Okay, so this was not that long ago, but when he commented on our post, like, he'll just support us anyway and just like all of our posts. He doesn't really comment a lot, but then he commented on one, like, I'm candid, with, like, loads of hearts.
Because it was a little campaign we did that was showing people people going, hi, I'm Amy and I'm candid. Because everyone can be candid. We want to celebrate everybody. So my dad commented on that campaign saying, I'm candid. With a love heart.
Yeah.
We screenshot it and it's now my background on my phone.
Oh. It literally is. It's so cute.
It's too much.
And it shows how important it is to have like supportive people around you.
Yeah.
Because he could have, first of all, he could have said, I don't really believe in this. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. it's not going to work. Maybe you would have not ended up here or somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And not met the people that exactly. you were supposed to meet. So that's like so important to have supportive people around you. And it makes me so happy that you had that around. Did you, because you found it candid, you went for it, probably told your friends around it as well. Yeah. Was everybody supportive, or did you have some people that you're like, okay, maybe I need to like move away from that friendship?
I don't know. How about you? I feel like everyone was supportive. Mm. One thing that did stick with me though, but I'm going to keep it anonymous because they were such great vibes. They came in and I remember when we were exporting the shoots and we were just chatting with them, seeing how it went. And this was very early days. This was like the first week where we were just getting people in to test it out. Mm. And yeah, this person just went, oh yeah. And like, it's fine. Cause yeah, it might not work out, you know, like, and then as soon as I heard that, I was like, but it is going to work out. And like, I
didn't know this story.
Did you not?
No.
Okay, so this is the first time I'm saying this as well. Yeah. That was a moment for me that sparked a little bit. It was not like negative or they didn't mean to put it down, but I remember that was the first time. I always felt subconsciously like this will be fine. But when I heard that, I was like, no, like I had it in my head, obviously didn't say it out loud.
Yeah.
We were kind of nodding at the time and I was just like, this is going to work out. So that's not a worry for us at all.
No, it's never been a worry, which is strange.
And now it is working.
It's working.
Like, it's working.
It's exceeding like your expectations even.
Completely. No? We tested the concept up here, you know?
Yeah.
Because our dream is to have a space that is step free and accessible for all, because that was the biggest worry for us when we were searching for the first studio.
Oh, yeah.
Everything was far too expensive and we couldn't find step free access. We couldn't find, you know, all of this with the budget that we had. Mm. So now the next move is so important to be step free.
Yeah.
And a larger studio. I can't wait.
Yeah.
We're going to offer so much.
So many exciting plans.
Hopefully when this comes out, we can announce the new place as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh
yes.
My God. Yeah, of course.
Definitely.
Yeah. A little added bonus.
And you guys are sisters.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. How is that to work with your sister? Because I love that about Candid.
Yeah.
But how is it behind the scenes?
I think it's just the best thing in the world, really.
Stop, don't be emotional.
Sorry. No, but it is. It is.
It's the best thing in the world. It really is.
Like, I didn't expect it to be this good. Like, sometimes there's moments where we'll like message each other and be like, we just created our own jobs together.
Yeah,
like,
we just created our own business. On a weekly basis.
Like, we have moments every week still to this day. It's been 8 months where we'll just look at each other like, we're co-founders and we're together in this. Like, this is what we've created.
Yeah.
And I think just, it's the best thing working with you.
Oh, it's amazing.
It is. And and I think because now we're in our 20s and Amy's 30th is coming up.
So exciting. I'll be 30 when this comes out.
Yes.
Oh my God, we will.
But I think from when I started going into my 20s, that's when me and Ames became like, okay, we don't have to, you know, fight over clothes all the time now. Like,
we still do.
Okay, we still do.
It's because, like, Lil's has such an amazing taste. And this is what I tell myself, and I need to, it's a limiting belief. I'm a liar. I don't have time to shop. That's what I do. I do have time to shop. Anyway, I don't shop.
She shops in my wardrobe.
I shop in Millie's wardrobe. And every time I go home, she goes, please don't go in my wardrobe, and I just will.
But now we have a really good thing going on where you genuinely ask me.
We have a workflow of.
Oh, this is what Amy's like. She is so business minded. She'll make a workflow for taking clothes.
Oh my gosh. But and at the start, like, it was tricky, wasn't it? As in, like, we loved every second, we still do. But the start was tricky with boundaries.
Oh,
because
as
sisters, we don't have boundaries. Mm-hmm. At all, because
we could get in the worst fight ever and say the most craziest things, and then 5 minutes later it's like, hey, I miss you, I'm hungry, let's go get some food, and it's like, okay,
literally.
And here's a reel or a TikTok
make
it better.
Literally,
it's crazy, and we just have to put the boundary. And I think especially from my side, because as you've probably gathered, I work a lot to my detriment, you know, like I this is what Candid is teaching me, and being a co-founder, that in the biggest way, that you are allowed to stop and you are allowed to step back and just be in your life. Candid doesn't have to be your life. And when I started to realize that, and Lily would often hold me accountable going, Amy, you're working on a day off. Please give it a break. You know, and I understand it's because I'm passionate and I like, there is no end to this.
Which is the best thing ever, of course.
But then if I keep working like that, it's not going to grow into what you think.
And also your mental health, it just, you need to make sure that you have time for self-love activities and self-care, you know?
Exactly, which is why we do a candid shoot every morning ourselves.
Yeah, we'll come in if we're feeling a bit like, I feel a bit boring or like just bad or stressed today. And then you just take a photo and you're like, okay, I feel amazing again. I'm back.
It grounds you, right? It makes you remember like what candid is all about as well. And then,
of course, it gives you like an extra step, you know?
Definitely.
It's lovely.
If someone is listening and is like, I feel really inspired, or I've always had a business idea, but I don't really know, like, what's your advice for them to like start?
Just jump. Just jump. Jump when you're scared. And I think the best things come from that as well. Mm. So much growth, not even just in your business or your idea, but growth as like a self-development way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember like, because I've always wanted to have my own business from when I was in my mum's womb.
You remember.
I remember. I remember that. But since then I've, you know, seen it a lot of people say, just jump, right? Yeah. And you don't really know what that means until you've done it, because this just jump thing, it does feel so uncomfortable. Mm. So whenever you get to those just jump moments, you go, this is really uncomfortable. This is clearly not what they mean by jumping now. Actually, it is. Yeah, this is what I mean. So when we were jumping, I was like, this is not right. We're about to do something really bad here.
But we had a lot of obstacles in the way.
But that's how it's supposed to feel.
Up.
I mean,
but it was amazing.
Did you ever have a moment where you were like, I don't know if I can do this, and then you push through? Like, what happened?
So there was quite a few. Shall we talk about when I was locked in and the? Okay.
The cut backdrop.
Oh my god! In the cut backdrop. Okay, so it was the day before the opening weekend of our bookings. Like, people had booked in for the opening
marketing shoot. So we were on a time limit.
Yeah, we were on a time limit. There was pressure. Like, people booked in with their availability. So we had to stick by that. Mm-hmm. And it was the Friday. And everyone was coming in on the Saturday. And we basically, Amy, of course, you're a perfectionist, which is so amazing, but to the point where like there was the tiniest little, like, I think a tear in the backdrop, but like right in the edge, like you can even see it, but she was like, no, it has to be perfect. Yeah. So she got the scissors and she cut, and we didn't realize that the roll didn't have that much paper left in it. And so she cut quite a lot off and she was like, yeah, this is gonna be fine. I remember looking at her and like, my eye was twitching and I was like, I don't think this is gonna be okay. And then
she's like, big sister energy, no, I'm gonna do it.
Yeah.
I've learned also that I need to go against that as well, because I've made a few more mistakes.
Oh, there was a few more, definitely. And so she did it and I was like, I trust her. She wouldn't, you know, do anything silly. And don't get me wrong, you didn't think it was silly in the moment. I didn't even really expect it. But she brings up the backdrop and it is literally in half. So there was
a floor is there and half a meter up, the backdrop can't go down any further. So you've got a whole gap at the bottom.
Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh my God. I think we just sat in silence for 2 minutes, just contemplating stuff. And we were like,
so do you know what we did?
I was so angry. Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah. You called up.
So we called someone. It was 6 p.m. So everything was nearly closed. This amazing guy in Shoreditch.
What was his name?
He was a gem. He was so lovely.
We'll find out what that was later, because he really saved our life.
Who was he?
He was just a guy that runs like a camera and photo shop, and he just had the role that we needed in. So I jumped in first we took old backdrop and we taped old backdrop to the bottom. So it looked so catfish, it wasn't even right. But we made it look okay on the camera. So, but do you remember the influencer that came in?
Oh, she was an angel. She was an angel. And we were like, we'll reschedule you. We'll give you 2 free candid shoots. And she was like, guys, honestly, like, I'm happy with this. Like, and she
and
ended
up. The pictures were amazing.
They were amazing. They turned out incredible.
So then meanwhile, Lily was running. So there was a shoot that came in and Lily was running it with that catfish backdrop that the influencer was more than happy about. She was so lovely, and we find that we're really drawing that kind of energy here, which thank goodness, you know.
Yeah.
Whilst I was in an Uber all the way to Shoreditch to pick up this new role to get back, and then I remember Lily was like, calm down, I'm waiting for you. don't worry, yeah. you're going to get here and we're going to change the role and it's going to be perfect for the marketing shoot that starts tomorrow.
We were a good team.
Really good team. And that yeah. that is when I needed her the most. And she showed up, like, because yeah. she knew like that something like that was going to spiral me at the point that I was at then. I don't think I could get there now. Maybe I probably could, but, but no, probably a little bit yeah. less. But I got back and we changed it and everything was A-okay. So
yeah.
Whew, there's, yeah, it's been some moments. And then the tech... setting up the tech, like getting that yeah. perfect.
Yeah. It was
touch and go.
Touch and go. Yeah. And there were moments where, you know, it'd be 10 minutes before a booking comes in. This was like in the first few weeks. Goodness. And it was either one of us because we were so nervous because we were like, oh my God, this is our business. Like that we people are coming in paying to do a shoot. And there's so much going on with the tech that it needs to be on point the whole time. And sometimes like tether cables, it's basically what you connect to the computer and the camera and you need to make sure that it's all connected fine. Sometimes it can just, it can go. And
the tether will be like, bye.
Yeah, we'll be like, bye, we're not doing this today. And our literally. Capacity will be like full and we'll be like, please, tether
cables. We'll be trying all the different ports.
All the different ports. But before, but now we know there's always a solution. Like it's happened, it happened the other day and I was like, tether, like you've got nothing on me. Like I'm just yeah. going to change it and I'll make it work. But before we didn't realize like how big of a, there are solutions, but we didn't, yeah. we were so scared that we were like, yeah, there are, but this, yeah.
The solutions crazy. We have now.
Trusting the process.
Oh my trusting goodness. Trusting the process. It always worked out okay. Like literally like a minute yeah. before a client came up, it would start working. And I would just be like, hey, welcome. Like just as if I wasn't like panicking, yeah. calling Amy, like, what do I do? What do I do?
Yeah. And now we're in a smooth sailing little place now mm. because we've got the right tech. We've got the right rhythm. We've got the right knowledge.
Mindset,
everything. So everything feels, touch the wood, is...
And
sailing.
You need it to go through all of those little things to be in the space that you are in today. Because the knowledge, like you said, you needed to learn uh-huh. from the mistakes and from the bumps in exactly. the road yeah. to because, be where you're
you know,
today.
Lily knows cameras. I've come into this with my marketing and events experience and my people experience. So mm. me, when I've got first left alone with Lily not in the studio, I was so nervous because I'd learned all of this from Lily. So, yeah.
The story where you broke the...
We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to talk about
it. This is another bad story.
It's so funny though. It's so funny and it ended up absolutely
it
fine.
It ended up fine. We were changing the lens at one point because one of them didn't work.
You were changing the lens, no?
Yeah, yeah. We were as candid.
As candid.
Going, we need to make a decision to change the lens.
Yeah.
So we got this new lens and Lily was like, cool, the lens has arrived. Just wait for me for tomorrow to do it.
Because I'm really fine with like changing lens and doing that tech
stuff.
It's
your thing.
It's my thing. It's her thing. So I was like, just wait for me. It'll be fine. I'll do it in 0.2 seconds because Amy was like, I'm not touching it. I'm so scared.
Yeah.
But then did I wait?
No.
So then I had the camera lens on my legs and I was sitting down and I was going I know.
And the podcast team feels
the lens just rolled off my knee and I couldn't put it back on the camera and it means that like our budget from the start, which is tight anyway,
was
back and also time was back. We had to cancel a day.
We had to move a day.
And what was so amazing though is Lily came to me not mad. She came
of course not.
She came with open arms, like, this is you, but you need to learn from this that you are impatient and you want things done. You can't get them done immediately. Just wait.
Yeah, just wait. Patience is key, you know?
Patience is key. Patience I know that now. And now every time I'm with that lens, I'm like,
yeah,
it's my baby.
No, like, over the months, you've become so much more confident with holding the camera and the lens. Like, there's no changing that has to happen, which is great. Yeah. But I remember when we first started, Amy would like hold the camera, like so scared, like shaking. Like,
and I was like, it's okay. But now I'm good. I'm professional.
Yeah, you're amazing now.
And I guess that's why you're lucky to work with like your sister.
100%.
Again. Oh my God, our skill sets are crazy. If we didn't have the skill sets that we have, kind of wouldn't be what it is right now.
No.
Do you compliment each other?
Yes.
Definitely.
In what ways?
Well, no. No, I do. Lily's calm, manifesting energy-wise.
It will always work out.
Is what I always need as quite a highly strung, needing everything done person, mm-hmm. you know? Mm. And then on the other side, like Lily's creativity, she'll just... put something in the works, which will just be outrageous. I don't know how she's ever thought of it. And she'll create these reels and put them out on social. And as you know, and anyone who knows Candid, the socials are the reason why we're here, the community and the socials, yeah. because that's all we have. And because we have no budget for anything, it's just me and Lily running the shop.
Yeah.
So knowing that Lily has that skill set, and then on top of that, I think I balance that with being able to have the experience of reaching out and outreach and and linking other businesses and events and stuff with Candid.
Like, I used to be scared of just sending an email. Like, well, at the beginning, I would be like, Amy, is this okay? And she'd be like amending it, like pure big sister duties. And now I've become, what is so great is over the months, I think we've both become slightly comfortable with each other's tasks as well.
Yeah,
but they're still our tasks. But we have a better flow with it now, for sure, for sure. And like, for example, the other day we had like a really big meeting and it was quite scary. And Ames was in her moment of like, oh my God, oh my God. And I was just in my chilled mood. And then I just ended up putting like Venga Boys music on. And I was just like reminding Amy, we're on a floating rock.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like,
what is the worst thing that's gonna happen?
Exactly.
You know?
And I think and I do need to remind myself, of course, some days I do have those days where I'm like so erratic and I'm a bit stressed. But I think it is just remembering that what is the worst that can happen? Like you're growing from everything. Everything's either a lesson or it's a success. So yeah. It's amazing.
Exactly.
Everything that's going to happen is kind of like meant to be.
Yeah. Yeah. I stand by that 100%.
Do you believe in destiny?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
You're perplexed.
I was going to just wait it out. Destiny to me, I actually am getting more used to destiny and I'm believing it again. I did for a long time because my parents are very destiny believing and one day I'll go into their story of how they met and all of that. Yeah. But then something quite bad happened to me in my life where I just suddenly didn't believe destiny anymore or like universe working for you. And I just went a bit bitter and a bit cold on the whole fact.
Yeah.
But in this time, the person that I lost actually was the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. So I, over time, through grief, 2-3 years went by and I went, actually, I need to start believing the universe again and destiny and knowing that these things are for me and the things that are for me aren't going to go past me. And I started believing it again. And also Lily's a big believer of destiny. So I think it's coming back.
Yeah,
so it definitely is a perplexed answer for sure.
Because I was going to say, do you feel like Candid was destiny? Do you feel like everything kind of like it led you to this path?
It was really weird because I feel like as soon as Candid came into our heads, the ball was just rolling and like I'm very spiritual and I just feel like everything that we went through, the timings, the connections, the people we met, the opportunities we received, and it was almost like I genuinely felt this like push and this guidance, but I can't explain what it is. It's like a knowing. It's like this is what we're going to be doing, this is what we're meant to be doing.
That's why I can't go against it now, because Candid is a pure example of things just working out for you because you're working hard and you're believing them and you're asking them to come to you and they are.
Did it come like something around photos? Did that come at an earlier time and you weren't ready and then it came later?
Oh my God, subconsciously as well. This is why I also believe in it with destiny is growing up, I always did self-portrait filmmaking because I was just that annoying kid. Like my friends loved it. But I would be that sort of kid that like every sleepover, every meetup, I'd bring my tripod and camera and be like, guys, what film are we filming today? And at first they loved it. They're like, oh, this is fun. And then it got to the point where they're like, oh, fuck, she bought a tripod. Like, I don't want to be.
She wants to do a film about murder.
I had ideas. Like I had ideas for days. I'd be making mood boards. I'd just be carrying my tripod. I'd see something and I'd be like, okay, I'd create a whole short film on just this object or this theme. And that was from like a really early age. So I was quite a weird child in that sense. But I just got to the point where I was like, I can't be bothered to wait for other people or friends to want to do this with me. I'm just going to do it myself. Yeah. So I'd do them all myself. And then it got to the age where, you know, people were partying and we just got a bit older. And it's like, that's not cool, you know, because I did lots of YouTube videos and I'd post them on YouTube and I'd make vlogs and I'd be so into filmmaking and filming myself. And I did get cyberbullied for a little bit. And I was just thinking like, oh God, like maybe this isn't cool. Like, you know, I need to just focus on partying and making friends and doing all that stuff, which I guess it was just a moment that I had to, like that I just took a break from filmmaking and doing
that
stuff.
It was so sad because me and my friends were like the biggest fans. She was called Lurly B.
No, it's Lolly.
It's Lurly.
Yeah.
That was my production name.
No, it's not.
No, she did. But maybe I'll regret
it. Did you not delete it?
No, because I didn't of everything. Delete it. I privated my videos.
Okay.
But I still have them and I still love them and I'll probably post them back up. But like, yeah, this is when I was like 13, 14, and even younger than that, I had videos from. So yeah, I had a big break from that. And then I think around like 19, 20, I started getting back way into like filmmaking again. I studied at Rain Dance Film School and I was just so empowered and I was like, yeah, this is amazing. And I even created and produced my own short film, which was really fun. And
it was so good. It was so good.
It was like a comedy drama, which was really fun. And then, yeah. And I think with Candid coming about and it was self-portrait photography, it's like I want more people to be able to just do things themselves, stop waiting for other people to, you know, find the right equipment, have the right skill set. You can do it with holding a button and you have the complete freedom and creative control to do whatever you want in this space and feel great about yourself and have that like rewarded feeling of I've just created this. You know, I've taken control of my story and this is who I am and this is what I'm doing. Yeah. And then as soon as that started tying with me when, you know, Candid just kept rolling, I'm like, oh my God. Like it felt like this was meant to happen. So yeah, it's amazing. And I'm still doing my filming to this day. Like I'll still, when I have a day off, I'll be like, what can I film today?
Or You took yourself away and got hired a little caravan on Airbnb and just filmed a whole short. Yeah. It's on her Instagram. You have to see it. Yeah.
It's very random. It's more of a hobby, I would say. But I do want to start doing proper short films and entering them into film festivals. And yeah.
And what gave you the self-belief to do it again, to pick it up again?
Because I stopped caring what people thought of me. And this also goes for people that care so much about, you know, starting their own business or going for what they believe in and what they love. Like, just do it. You're the only person you have in your life, you know? You're going to get to an age where you're 80 years old and you're going to look back and be like, oh, I didn't do what I really wanted to do because I cared what people think. But everyone doesn't really care, you know? People are just thinking about themselves.
Uh-huh.
And I love it when I'm on like scrolling through social media and I see people just going for their dreams and starting that business and they just stop caring what people are doing or judging them for. Like, who cares? Do what makes you happy.
Yep.
So absolutely. I think that's why, that and Candid has brought that out of us even more so.
Absolutely. There's been no fear with Candid, as in like we both...
Because you couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, you
no
had
fear.
To let it
no
go.
No time for fear.
No time actually. For fear. We just jumped and it was
yeah,
great.
Yeah, jumped and we talk about it all the time. We post about it. We're so passionate about it. And I don't ever think about what other people are thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I know it's the right thing, you know?
I did this meditation, or I found this meditation once, and it was like, you meet the best version of yourself. Like, imagine your dad. You meet the best version of yourself, like the person who did all of the dreams, did everything you ever wanted to do. What did that person say to you? Like, what does it say? Who does it represent?
Wow.
Like,
yeah,
who is she? Mm-hmm. And that makes you think about everything you kind of want to do. Like, don't care about what people think. Mm-hmm. It made me think of what you just said. Like, it's so important to let go of, it's hard, but let go of like opinions, because you come here by yourself, like you're your soul. You live here by yourself. So just do it by your own book.
Have one life. Just do it. Do whatever you want to do. It's trial and error, but at least you're enjoying yourself and you're growing and you're gaining so much from it as well. So I completely agree with you. I need to check out that meditation.
Yeah. It sounds great. Let's do it.
I'll link it.
Our next admin day, we're just in the studio like.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
Is there anything I haven't asked you or anything you kind of want to share about Candid, about yourselves, about your life?
Yeah, I think this goes into as well like self-love and just remembering to, you know, never put limiting beliefs on yourself. Because I think growing up, so I was diagnosed with auditory processing disorder, which basically meant that I wasn't able to communicate verbally as effectively as other children my age. And it was pretty hard, because it wasn't the fact that I wasn't confident. I still made loads of friends and I had fun, but it was this sort of disorder where my like ears and my brain wouldn't necessarily coordinate very well. And I had my brain had a bad time struggling with like speech. So I wasn't really good at communicating verbally. So obviously growing up as well, I wasn't as academic as like my big brother and sister. So I was very creative, and that's where like I thrived in. I just loved, you know, creating visuals like films and art in that way. And I think, it was a subconscious thing for me that I didn't actually realize. So I think starting this business, there was a slight limiting belief of, am I good enough to do this? Am I smart enough to do this? Like, I feel like I've always been a slightly an outsider, like growing up. Like, I never felt truly clever enough. And I think I just proved myself wrong, because this is where we're at now. And yeah, it's great. And now I'm doing big girl meetings and I'm able to communicate. And I'm just saying, yeah, it's great. And also with the disorder, you can grow out of it. Like, yeah, it is a sort of thing where many kids do get diagnosed with it at a young age, and with a lot of good help, they can, you know, grow out of it. Mm-hmm. And I think it took till probably about 14, 15 is when I started to feel really confident.
What I take from that is, like, don't let anything hold you back.
Nothing holds you back.
If you have a dream, just go for it.
Do it. Yeah, definitely. No limiting beliefs.
Jump.
I feel like we keep saying jump this
night in this podcast.
Girls allowed, jump for your love.
She can and she did. I mean, I'm sure we need like part two, another episode.
Yeah,
because
definitely.
Talk so much.
Oh my God, so much.
But I have four questions at the end that I kind of like rapid fire, but.
Okay, yeah. Let's go.
What's a life lesson someone has given you that has stuck over the years?
For me, my best friend, Harry.
Yeah.
My best friend, Harry, he diagnosed with something very serious and passed away 5 years ago. And the way he lived his life, like there is just, it was a celebration every single day, and not just when he was diagnosed, before. Yeah. And I remember one day I asked him, because he wasn't talking that much about it. And I said, Harry, do you want to, with my other friend Creed, do you want to talk to us about anything? Like, the space is open. He said, why would I? I just want to carry on living my life. And this was in Notting Hill, by the way, on the steps of the ice cream shop down the road. And then he got in his dad's car and he flew off and he put the window down and he's like, goodbye, girls, goodbye. And he was just like the biggest spirit. Mm-hmm. And he is always, whenever I'm always faced up with something tough, a tough situation, a tough part of my life, I just go Harry. And it just pulls me through. Always my biggest lesson ever, and will always be. Don't think you can get bigger than that.
No, you can't.
The impact
yeah. of it
he's
is
had
just
on you and yeah. on a lot of people. It's amazing.
Exactly.
He was an incredible person. He is an incredible person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the lesson you thought you'd learned, but actually you hadn't?
You don't always have to do it alone.
Mm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So I was single for about 2 years recently. And I just thought I had to be okay with being by myself. Mm. And yeah, of course, you have to be okay with yourself and who you are and learn about yourself, for sure. Big lesson, and I definitely think I've learned that. But you don't have to do everything alone. We're not made to be alone. We're made to be surrounded by people that love you and you love them. And it's okay to reach out and ask for help.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to sit there on your sofa if you don't feel like sitting there on your sofa just because someone's told you you have to be in your own space.
Yeah.
You know, you can reach out and it distracts you and it makes you a better person for reaching out as well, because you're normally met with another story or another situation which you can reflect on and go deeper into processing and healing.
Also at work. So my dad's an entrepreneur and he's like great at having like 5,000 plates in there and doing everything by himself.
Yeah.
And I think watching that from the outside, I've learned that the power of partnership.
Yeah.
And getting
that's
help.
Happening here for yeah. sure.
I think so. I think both of us, we've very much like growing up, we've always been very independent.
We have.
Extremely. But then there's sort of moments where we would make ourselves feel bad for like wanting to have help, or like if we're burnt out. And it's like I almost sometimes get nervous to say to Amy, like, I actually feel really overwhelmed right now. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like slight limiting beliefs, like I is this bad of me to be this overwhelmed and stressed? And Amy's like, no, not at all. And I thought I'd learned that sooner. And then now I feel like we're at the strongest stage of just self-care, making sure we're there for each other and just
because
knowing.
Because we know, like, if we're telling each other, oh, I'm really overwhelmed, I'm really tired, I don't know if I can do this thing tomorrow, that we're being real. Because candid is something we both believe so passionately about, would never do anything to stop it from growing.
Yeah.
So if we're really saying that to each other, we need to listen, because we are the most important thing here. Yeah. Like, candid, yes, so important, we love it, we can't wait for its future, but we need to put ourselves first in our mental health and our well-being, because otherwise you don't have space to enjoy.
Yeah,
the and thing candid that you're creating. You.
And candid is us. Yeah.
You need the energy behind it too, and the space to be able to create what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
When was the boldest time you listened to your heart?
I think that was literally signing the contracts to the
I was going to say the same thing.
Tell us the story.
So I remember it was.
It felt like we were playing make believe, like we were kids.
I felt like I was floating. I was almost like.
It was out there on the table, And it was a really sunny day, wasn't it?
It was beautiful, yeah. It was so nice.
And I was like, Lils, I think we've got to sign the contract now.
Yeah, it was like a moment, like, okay, so we do this? Is this happening?
Yeah. We're signing a contract for at least 6 months. I mean, if it doesn't make it 6 months, that's fine. I love you so much.
At least we've tried.
At least we've tried.
Yeah.
And now we're here, like, on our 9th month, you know, loving it and can't wait for the next moves, you know?
Yeah.
And last question, who was the last person to inspire you?
Oh God, I get inspired by the clients every day, if I'm honest.
Yeah. Oh my God, as in like in present time, who was the last person to inspire the clients? Yeah.
Yeah.
Our customers, they're always coming in and they're just so full of life and energy. And I think it just keeps us on a roll. And I think with all
our energies
like merging, it's
yeah, it's like if you could like measure energy. Would be my God. Fire.
I think like, you can.
You know when you can take an aura reading of a room.
I've done that.
Person. Have you?
Should we get someone to come and test the aura upstairs?
The aura will be like love and happiness and all bright colors.
Bright colors.
For sure. For sure. And I think, yeah. And that's why we love doing Candid, what we do. And we're just so inspired every day. And of course, I get inspired by you every single day as well.
And you, of course.
Sisterhood.
Sisterhood.
This was such a great conversation. Thank you for like being so honest and so like free-flowing.
With
your stories and Candid, and that's exactly why I wanted you on, because when we met, it felt like there was such good energy and I knew that there was like this that people needed to hear. So hopefully you listening feel really inspired as well. How can people follow you?
At @CandidStudios_. We couldn't get the Candid Studios. On Instagram, TikTok. Website is candidstudios.co.uk. And our email is hello@candidstudios.co.uk.
Definitely come do a photo shoot.
Yes, please. Come and do a photo shoot. Self-love.
Self-love.
Creative empowerment and experience.
Thank you for listening. Make sure you follow Little Lessons from Big Hearts wherever you get your podcast from. And see you next time.